Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
The opening line to this next conversation is 2020 has been a crazy, crazy one so far, and we are only in April.
I want a refund.
I'm not even sure if crazy is enough to describe it.
Yeah, this is serious stuff. Of course, it's the COVID-19 pandemic that's rattling all of us, and the entire world feels like it's on lockdown. Many sectors are feeling the impact of the pandemic, and governments have been working hard to save businesses and their people.
You know, even the stock market went through a bit of a mad march last month. The market has reacted to recent unpredictability with large drops, triggering a market-wide circuit breaker four times in March. The safeguard, of course, pauses trading for 15 minutes in the hope that the market will calm.
Yes, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission mandated the creation of market-wide circuit breakers to prevent a repeat of what we saw back in October 19th, 1987, the market crash, which happened in which the Dow plunged suddenly 22.6%.
Yeah, and since then, they have only been triggered once in 1997 before the four times last March.
Just in one month.
Yeah.
But should investors be looking at ways to take advantage of the volatile market? Is it even the right time to do so?
Good question. Well, Eng Tiam Chun, who is Chief Executive Officer at Tiger Brokers Singapore, is on the line with us. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, guys. It's good.
All right. Thanks a lot for taking the time to chat with us this morning. So you've got over 14 years of domain expertise in trading commodities and financial futures space across Asia. Of course, you've managed numerous portfolios of investments ranging from retail to corporate. Let's talk about this pandemic and how it's impacting Asia and the global stock market. What have you digested from it so far? It really is something unlike you've ever experienced, I would assume.
Yes, actually, if you're looking at for the past, personally, on the 14 years of the financial industrial, yeah, we see the financial crisis, we see SARS, we might miss some of the so-called purest, more serious cases happen in the financial market. But I would say in my current financial life career, COVID-19 pandemic definitely is the historical to be remembered and recorded in our career, which come too fast and too unexpected, which a lot of the investor is totally not prepared for it. It's just out of one of the suddens near to the Chinese New Year period. Mm. China has announced their news and all the precautions actions start to come in. And we can see that China is really doing very fast on that. So for us, we see that, yeah, the impact is fast and serious and is very serious to the Asians and global market. And it's just after that, everybody is so panicked and what to do on the next. And market already, as just now you mentioned, already have the four circuit breakers.
Yeah, that's right. You did mention there, investors. How are investors and clients reacting differently?
I mean, we do see a lot of customers start to panic. Hey, should they do some start off and cut off stuff off there? Because in trading, some of the investor is more for long-term investment. So they might readjust some of their portfolio. They're looking at their investments kind of share. And normally, this kind of customer, they are pretty confident and stable on some of their stock they're holding. But there is some of the investors, they are leveraged, or maybe who knows, that they might be over-leveraged. There's other customers, they are really sensitive, and they start looking for, hey, what is the next news and what should we do? And we do remember when during end of January and February, a lot of the country, except from China, is still not much reacting on that. So, yeah, we see a lot of customers start to asking around for information, start to looking at a lot of the charts that so-called the technical information on the historical price and see how we should do on the next move.
Saying, I want to talk about two types of investors, the more experienced ones. With regard to the margin calls we saw, did a lot of investors get caught out? What did you see?
Yes, for sure. It's from the experience and also to share the, some of the information sharing among the industry player we have. Yeah, a lot of customers during that period get margin call. I mean, as again, I say it's really unexpected, but lucky enough, a lot of these customers, I would say that on the Singapore content and a lot of us is might not be over leveraging. Mm. So margin call is manageable and a lot of the customers, they just take between the time period 1 to 2 days to clear out. Some of them, they just, yeah, I mean, with some of the advice also called the information that they digest from the market, let's get a short break from the currently, and let's cut down the portfolio and manage and look at it. Is the market is good for us to come in again in another few weeks down the road? Yeah, I mean, hopefully those guys who maybe who manage it well on the last few weeks or maybe 1 month ago, and now maybe they can looking at, they still keep some of what we say is the bullet there and looking for the re-comeback to the market.
What about new investors, fresh face investors, people who read the news and they suddenly go, oh, I'm interested, I don't want to lose out. Is this a situation that might be too complicated for a newbie to get involved in?
Share some of the information first. I mean, you are right. A lot of the new investor is just pulled over by all the different news. Right. I mean, besides from knowing the COVID-19 pandemic will affect the lifestyle, everybody. Yeah. And also the financial news is everywhere telling you that how the market been flow and also hit the bottom and bottom and bottom again. So, yeah, I think to be frank, on the real life, real examples, also for real story, a lot of new customer rush in to open account. Can I do the trading immediately the next day? I mean, the industry is really surprisingly facing the number, the big number of the new investor, or so-called a lot of the current investors who are focused on Asia's market, jump into the US and Hong Kong market. But my advice, and I would say to all these new investors, if you are just come in for the news, maybe just too early, I would say that should refer to more news, some study, all right? Hopefully that before that, they have some short list, some of the stock that previously they might be interested based on the familiar name that they are daily encountering. So do more study on that. Have a look at financially background and whether the company is really financially sound. That, I would say, is that for this moment, especially so many uncertainty, these are the key factors, also called the key figure we should looking for before we jump into an investment into a company.
Fair point.
Yeah, very, very fair point. So do your research, but also be careful on the timing, right? We keep asking whether or not this is the bottom, but, you know, our colleague here in the studio reminds us that what if cheap gets cheaper?
Yes, to be frank, cheap get cheaper. I mean, as Alice says, yes, it's really a slogan, or to put it that way, it's really a reminder to some of us when we experience in the stock market, in the financial market, because that's, I mean, come to another advice, also called another slogan, which I always advise to my customer and rent friends. For us, a normal investor, we never try to pick the bottom. Because to be frank, to pick the bottom, you need a lot of the fundamental, the statistics, and also the overall market view, and you have all the news on the first hand before you can do such an accurate bottom picking up. So, but for us, I mean, what for rushing for it instead? Now, if you ask me, is it a low? Yes, I would say that it's a low. It's just the uncertainty on the low. So for dealing with that, my advice is, yeah, looking at all these news further supports your view and supports your research with a lot of all these third view, or so-called third consultations from the market research report. At the same time, to prepare for the downside, do a good plan on your risk and reward ratios, right? I mean, a successful and a clever and smart investor is always that when you know you are wrong, you know when to stop it and get it out and have a break for a while. Then after that, you can come back to continue to look for which other area has the most potentials and most fastest growth.
It's like playing the limbo, you know. You think you can go low and then you don't want to fall down.
Yeah, this is true.
Eng Tiam Chun, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Tiger Brokers Singapore, on the line with us. Mr. Eng, we'd like to get your thoughts right now in this current situation. What are your thoughts on diversification of portfolio? I mean, should I be looking at repositioning my portfolio? What would you advise?
My personal advice, yes, we should. For all of us, whether you are, firstly, if you are a new one, be cautious, the stock market or the industrial that you're looking for, and pick it correctly, because I'm sure by now, all the fundamentals kind of sentimental and even the economic background is all changed. Some we might be used to see that, yeah, everything is good, let's go for tech company, let's go for some of all these very famous areas. But now you look at a lot of all these more daily life kind of industrial, you're talking about F&B, you're talking about manufacturing, it's all affected. And we all know all this is very essential, right, to us. And hopefully we all looking at, as Melina says, we all hopefully that when one day when the COVID-19 have been come back to the before COVID-19 kind of situations, all these industries should, with a strong fundamental fundamentals kind of financial background should come back very quickly and go back to a pre-COVID-19 kind of level.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that it's a difficult time. I did want to ask, who wins? Because I'm thinking about brokerages. You guys must have seen the kind of trade you haven't seen in a long time.
Yes, to be frank, I mean, it's very crazy market and has been a long time. We've never seen that kind of inquiry. We've never seen that kind of interest come from the market. The market is volatile. Somebody so-called take the chance for the stock scenes maybe about 2-3 weeks down before already start building their portfolio again with a lot of the good news coming into the market, right? And a lot of them still speculating on some of all these tickers related equipment kind of share. I will say is that really now is not really good time for a lot of the investor to speculate and looking at leveraging on the market. I don't think that will be the smart move for the moment. The long-term winner should be those who are taking this chance now, who build up the research, okay, and also a lot of all this confidence on the big companies and very stable company, and waiting for the times when all this in control and everything is recovered, and these are the company who will bring you or bring your portfolio to another level kind of returns percentage.
Saying just focusing a little bit more on Tiger Brokers, you guys have been open in Singapore for about a year now. I'm curious as to what kind of market share are you trying to target? What kind of market access do you have? I mean, where are you looking at in terms of trading? Which markets are you looking at?
Oh, great. Okay, Tiger Broker actually, yeah, as you say, we've been in the market for nearly 1 year. We are licensed broker by the Monetary Authority of Singapore, which we know MAS. So with this license, we try to bring our experience and bring in our well-known so-called mobile app, which we name it Tiger Trade, into the market to service the regional investor. So currently, we offer all the local worldwide market to the investor in Singapore and region. So mainly, if you mention about the US and Hong Kong market, which just now mentioned, we want to introduce all these more bigger and having a larger market capitalizations market to allow a lot of investors to diversify and looking at more areas of investment. So for the moment, we offer US, Hong Kong, Singapore, all these markets in our APP to allow the investor use a more advanced and so-called the useful investment tools in our apps in order to assist them to invest into all these very mature market.
We're getting towards wrapping up, but I wanted to ask what you're expecting in the next few weeks, because this is the question really that's on everyone's lips. Every day it's more volatility. Now we've had a mixed close on Wall Street and it looks like a mixed open in Asia. What are your expectations?
Yeah, I think for the next few weeks, yes, I will say that everyone be cautious on the on this announcement, as all the investor is looking at the quarterly announcement from the bank side and also from China, as mentioned later. So be cautious, also be aware about all this information, digest it and read into it. I mean, one miss out is a lot of the so-called new investor always think that, yeah, the news come out comparing the last quarter, also called the last year's kind of same quarter, is it a good and bad? But be aware about how much the market have already factored in all these news, good or bad, in the market. And people, also called the market, should react on whether it's a better expectations or worse expectations. So I would say the investor now, aside from looking at the performance on the particular share, also called company that you're looking at, be aware about all these big and important economic figures and all these finance leading companies, banks, big banks kind of figures. It will give you more inside information on how the COVID-19 has affected the banks, financial markets, and also the retail market.
I'm saying very, very quickly, okay, what kind of recovery curve are you expecting? V-shape, U-shape, or like my colleague says, a W-shape, where there's a bit of a bounce, it goes down, and then it goes back up?
I think to be too fast to talk about V and U, I would feel more support on the W. I think it's the bottom, double bottom we're looking for.
Yeah.
So still, to be frank, I mean, it's still quite uncertain on when we can have a control on COVID-19 on the worldwide, not only Singapore and regional. So I would still be more cautious to be advised everybody looking for the form of our so-called the W words to be available or so-called to be seen in the market.
Fair enough. Eng Tiam Chun, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Tiger Brokers Singapore, on the line with us. Mr. Eng, thank you so much for your time. You take care and stay safe, yeah?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, guys.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.